Here's something that might surprise you. Right now, as you read this, trillions of microscopic organisms inside your digestive tract are having more influence over your health than your doctor, your gym membership, or your genetics. These aren't parasites, they're partners, and they're quietly determining whether you'll age gracefully or deteriorate rapidly. Consider Edith Morey, who walked into a cardiologist's office at 95, looking decades younger than her age. She embodied what seems impossible in our culture of declining health, remaining physically vibrant despite advancing years. What was her secret? Not expensive treatments or genetic lottery winnings, but something far more accessible, a thriving gut microbiome. Your digestive tract houses 360 times more bacterial genes than human genes, and these microscopic tenants control everything from food cravings to immune function to the very thoughts running through your mind. Your body isn't just yours. It's a complex ecosystem containing 8 million unique bacterial genes compared to your mere 22,000 human genes. These microorganisms process information almost instantaneously, even hijacking your thoughts. Ever wonder why you suddenly crave salads after eating healthily for a week? That's your new gut bacteria sending signals to protect their home. They're not passive passengers, they're active architects of your health. While medical advances have added years to childhood survival, adult health has actually declined for 3 consecutive years in America. We're living longer childhoods, but sicker adulthoods, a troubling trade-off that suggests we're fundamentally misunderstanding what keeps us healthy. Your gut microbiome and mitochondria share an evolutionary bond dating back billions of years, both descended from ancient bacteria that constantly communicate through hormonal signals. When gut bacteria thrive, they signal mitochondria to function optimally, affecting cell growth, death, and aging. Compounds produced by gut bacteria can dramatically extend lifespan by promoting mitochondrial health. Modern life has derailed this partnership. Our microbiome evolved over 40 million years on leafy plants and fruits. Then, 10,000 years ago, we began cultivating grains containing lectins, sticky defense proteins our gut bacteria weren't equipped to handle. The last 50 years brought unprecedented amounts of processed foods, GMOs, and chemicals that devastate our internal ecosystem. Your intestinal lining houses 60% of your immune cells. When functioning properly, only single nutrient molecules pass through. But leaky gut develops microscopic holes, allowing foreign compounds to trigger immune responses that create chronic inflammation, inflammaging that accelerates aging. Lectins pry apart tight junctions like crowbars, creating constant immune warfare. Common medications worsen this damage. Proton pump inhibitors prescribed for heartburn paralyze energy-producing pumps in your mitochondria. A 2017 study of 16,000 people found significant associations with dementia risk. Without stomach acid, you can't break down protein into absorbable amino acids, literally starving while eating. Wheat germ agglutinin passes through the gut wall and mimics insulin by locking onto cell receptors, but never releases. Fat cells continuously store sugar while blocking muscle and nerve cells from receiving glucose. Your starved brain demands more food, but the sugar goes straight to fat storage. You gain fat, lose muscle, and your brain deteriorates, a vicious cycle disguised as normal aging. Longevity isn't about avoiding stress, but embracing the right kinds. This principle, called hormesis, explains why moderate challenges strengthen us. Mice exposed to low-dose radiation lived 30% longer than protected siblings. Calorie restriction extends lifespan by decreasing bacterial growth and lectin consumption, while promoting Akkermansia mucinifera, bacteria that eat intestinal mucus but signal cells to produce more, creating a thicker protective barrier. These bacteria decrease inflammation and heart disease while preventing obesity and diabetes. Autophagy, self-devouring, is your cell's recycling program, eliminating weak components. Fasting for 24 hours triggers ketosis, signaling stem cells to regenerate. Our gut microbiome evolved to fluctuate seasonally, as demonstrated by Tanzania's Hadza tribe, whose gut bacteria changed dramatically throughout the year. We're designed for feast and famine, but now live in perpetual summer. Without periodic scarcity, we constantly process sugar, leading to insulin resistance, weight gain, and shortened lifespans. Blue zones, regions where people routinely live past 100, reveal surprising patterns. Despite vastly different cuisines, these populations share minimal animal protein consumption. Seventh-day Adventists eat nuts and pressure-cooked soy. Nicoyans favor corn tortillas with beans. Sardinians consume goat products and buckwheat. Icarians use abundant olive oil and herbs. Okinawans eat mostly purple sweet potatoes. Studies show animal protein increases inflammatory markers compared to plant-based diets. Research on Seventh-day Adventists reveals a clear longevity hierarchy. Vegans live longest, followed by vegetarians eating eggs but no dairy, then dairy-consuming vegetarians, and finally those occasionally eating chicken or fish. Animal protein triggers the mTOR pathway, which senses abundant energy from amino acids like methionine and cysteine, activating insulin-like growth factor. This signals continuous cell growth, preventing beneficial autophagy and creating conditions favorable for cancer proliferation. Blue zone residents consume little meat and favor goat or sheep milk over cow's milk. About 2,000 years ago, Northern European cows mutated their milk protein from casein A2 to A1. During digestion, casein A1 transforms into beta-casomorphin 7, an opioid peptide triggering immune attacks on insulin-producing pancreatic cells, potentially causing type 1 diabetes. Heart disease stems from immune response, not cholesterol. Heart transplant children developed the same coronary inflammation as diabetic patients, revealing immune attacks rather than fat accumulation. The culprit? NU5-ACK, a sugar molecule that binds to lectins, triggering immune attacks on blood vessels. Animal proteins contain NU5-GC, molecularly similar to our NU5-ACK. When consumed, our immune system sometimes attacks our own NU5-ACK by mistake, friendly fire with devastating consequences. People consuming more animal protein have 1.5 times higher heart disease risk than those eating plant proteins. Cancer cells require 18 times more sugar than normal cells, yet cannot utilize ketones for energy, making them vulnerable to starvation through dietary changes. Plant fats like medium-chain triglycerides from coconut oil convert efficiently to ketones, providing ideal fuel for mitochondria while starving cancer cells. Tree nuts are perfect cancer-fighting foods. Arthritis and osteoporosis aren't inevitable aging consequences. They're inflammatory diseases originating in the gut. Bad bacteria create inflammation that damages joints and bones. When mice with arthritis receive beneficial bacteria supplements, their inflammation decreases and cartilage breakdown slows. Factory-farmed chickens develop severe bone defects from genetically modified corn diets, mirroring our own deterioration. Cognitive decline stems from neuroinflammation beginning in the gut, not aging itself. Research shows 79-year-olds generate new brain cells as readily as teenagers when their gut microbiome stays healthy. The gut-brain connection is powerful. For every nerve fiber from brain to gut, 9 send signals back. When lectins and bacterial toxins breach the gut barrier, they travel through blood and vagus nerve to the brain. Protective cells prune neural connections and eventually surround neurons so completely that nourishment can't reach them, causing death. Amyloid proteins, once thought brain-originated, actually come from gut bacteria. The glymphatic system flushes brain debris during deep sleep 20 times faster than when awake, but requires significant blood flow. Leave 4 hours between your last meal and bedtime, otherwise blood diverts to digestion. Olive oil's polyphenols reduce inflammation and trigger autophagy, improving memory. A 16-year study of 400,000 people showed highest fish and omega-3 intake lowered mortality rates, with women showing 40% less Alzheimer's mortality. One daily serving of leafy greens slows brain aging by 11 years. The longevity paradox. Cultivate microbes that preserve their home, plus relationships that keep you active and connected. Your external appearance mirrors internal health. As your gut lining weakens, your skin thins correspondingly. We gain weight with age because bacteria multiply in the upper GI tract to digest high-fat foods. Germ-free mice simply excreted fat. With bacterial exposure, they gained weight on identical diets. Your skin hosts trillions of beneficial bacteria, over 1,000 species, that protect your health by secreting antimicrobial substances, generating protective fatty acids, and producing anti-cancer compounds. Antibacterial cleansers have decimated this ecosystem. Imbalanced skin bacteria manifests as thinning skin, age spots, wrinkles, acne, and eczema. The program incorporates strategic monthly cycles. 5 consecutive days monthly, eliminate animal protein and limit calories to 900 daily, providing benefits of a full month of restriction. Brainwash days involve skipping dinner weekly, allowing the glymphatic system to cleanse during sleep. High-intensity interval training, just 10 minutes 3 times weekly, increases happiness by triggering neurotransmitter release. Heat shock proteins protect cells through saunas, steam rooms, or hot baths. Social connections aren't merely pleasant, they're essential for longevity. Loneliness directly impacts gut microbiome health and correlates with decreasing lifespans. The more people you contact, the more beneficial bacteria you share. Through nutrition, lifestyle, community, and mindset, we can all die young at a ripe old age.